Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
You would take your Bibles once again and turn back to John chapter 21. The Gospel of John and that last chapter.
If you faint in the day of adversity, the scripture tells us in Proverbs, if thou faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. That's the real problem. And so you lash out and you run out. You find in verse 68, you blurt out when asked if he were not one of Jesus Christ's disciples and colleagues, you blurt out a quick denial. I asked your forgiveness for this before, but you chicken out right before the rooster crowed. You chicken out, you blurt out, you run out, you lash out. You, in verse 70, you bow out. He denied it again. Verse 71 records, very unfortunately, but he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom you speak. Very powerful expression, by the way. He seems to be saying here, as part of his curse, using the name of God, may God strike me dead. That is apparently what he said. May God strike me dead if I am not telling the truth. And all the while, it was a lie. So if you find yourself in a place where you can call to mind that you have lashed out or run out or blurted out or chickened out or bowed out or cussed out, now go forward to John chapter 21, and you see there in verse 3, or you try to figure it out, which is what Peter did here. He tried to figure it out in his own strength and in his own wisdom. You see how this works, by the way? We talked about this before. But it's as if the Lord gives us His heavenly should. This should be. It should be that you live in this way. You should live a spirit-filled life. And yet humanity comes along and says, well, look, I really can't do that. I'm only capable of this. I only could go this far. I know I should go this far, but I could only go this far. And so then this grand negotiation, at least in our thinking, this grand negotiation begins, Lord, can't you just scale down your demands? Can't you just scale down your character, your perfections? Can't you just bring it down to human level and then we could all live successful Christian lives? Ladies and gentlemen, that is not the will of God. It is the will of God to enable, to spirit-fill failures such as me and failures such as you to accomplish His heavenly should. And to do so in powerful and truly remarkable ways. But it's not going to happen by you trying to figure it out for yourself. It's not going to happen by, verse 3, Peter saying, I'm going fishing. I really cannot minister to others. Therefore, I'll just work my job. I'll just do my job. Just occupational business. I'll just do what I am capable of doing. Forget the ministry. I'd like to ask you this morning if, in the introduction to this message, you have seen yourself and you've seen what the Lord is highlighting for every one of us. One of the reasons that we find in verse 14, this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead, is that Jesus Christ showed us the power of self-sacrificial love. His self-sacrificial love he showed to us by dying on the cross for our sins and rising again, as you learn here. This is the third time he had risen. Third time he had shown himself alive after he had risen, I should say. So today, what we're learning is this. Jesus rose from the dead, and he can show you how to rise from defeat He's showing you here how you can destroy your denial of Christ. Wouldn't that be nice? Now we feel like we've destroyed our testimony at times. But how would you like to destroy your denial of Christ? Peter denied the Lord three times. Significant that the Lord asked him three times, "Do you love me?" If you need today to be reversing your cursing ways, owning up to what you've disowned, then, ladies and gentlemen, there is good news here, because Jesus Christ rose from the dead in order to show you and me how to rise from defeat. We're going then to look at three wonderful steps. Three wonderful steps for turning your failure into faithfulness. And we begin to see these in verse 15. Look at verse 15. We learn there, "So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" Now, it's significant. That's the only time in our text that we see the words "more than these." Peter, do you love me more than these? You and I have to stop and ask, what are these? What's the these in this passage? Verse 3, Peter said, "I go a-fishing." What happened when he went a-fishing? They labored all night. They caught nothing. The Lord yelled from the shore, "Do this." They did it. They caught 153 fish just like that, in the power of what the Lord had told them to do. I think he is looking, first of all, at the fish that Peter has just dragged ashore. We learn in verse 13, or verse 11. So I ask you, first of all, do you love Jesus Christ more than the fruit of your labor? Now, you labored all week. You gave yourself over this week to the accomplishment of some purpose, and in most cases, some profit. Now, the question for all of us today is, do we love these more than the master who gave them to us? Did we get this mixed up that we thought somehow, don't touch that. I earned it. I did it in my own strength. Knowing full well that the biblical testimony here is that they labored all night and caught nothing, followed one word of the Lord and caught 153 fish. So why in the world would we start substituting the fruit of our labor for our loving Heavenly Father and for His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? When you gave today, did you give with the idea that you were committing a sort of savagery against your own idolatry, so that you do not love the mammon god, the money, the materialism? You do not worship the money, the fruit of your labor. You worship the Lord. And the ultimate sacrilege against our own idolatry is to give it away. It's an act of worship before our God. When the Lord asked him, "More than these..." What are the these? I'm going to give you the acrostic here. I forgot to tell you the acrostic is FISH, F-I-S-H. First of all, the fruits of your labor. Secondly, your importance. Peter thought he's a pretty important man. I mean, after all, go back to Matthew chapter 16, and he told the Lord, "Let me tell you right now, this is the way it's going to be." And Peter says so. And where did Peter wind up from all that? Folks, when we are so full of ourselves, we are so full of our own self-importance, is it really any amazement to us that the Lord unties our self-important balloons and watches us go? Let's not be full of ourselves. I'd like to ask you today, would you give over your own sense of importance? Would you give that over to the Lord Jesus Christ? That is absolutely necessary for you to be a humble servant, a humble spirit-filled servant before Him. If you're all caught up in your own importance as Peter was, then the ashes will be your companion in your hopeless, helpless failure. How about the letter S, your self-centered control? Peter wanted to be in control. It's very closely connected to his own importance, but slightly different. Peter insisted that Jesus' words were wrong and that he was right, and his own self-centered control is what he really worshiped. I've said this several times in recent messages. Repetition's the key to learning. I said it again yesterday to myself and in exhortations with someone. My control equals my corruption. If you haven't written it down, may I recommend that you do? My control equals my corruption. Peter's control equaled Peter's corruption. And that's exactly what happens. Our self-centered control is only going to produce misery. And it's time to turn from that misery to the mastery of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Peter's case, you could even say that it would cost him his own health, the letter H. Not only the fruits of his labor, but his importance and his self-centered control, but even his own health. And the Lord tells him something about his future. And by the way, Peter was crucified like the Lord. We learn, not from Scripture, but from historical sources, that he did not want to be crucified like his Lord, and so he asked that he could be crucified upside down. In terms of this world, it cost him everything. He wouldn't have been willing to give up everything if he were not willing to carry through on this first step. And that first step is you must love the Lord Jesus supremely, more than these. So I ask you first and foremost, do you love the Lord Jesus supremely? All right, stop the message for a second. Let's think about what's happened. We learn from Isaiah chapter 61 that the Lord is willing to trade us beauty, His wonderful beauty, the beauty of holiness it's referred to in the Psalms, beauty for ashes. All right? If today you are like Peter and you look back upon your own failures and you see it's exactly what it says in the Scripture, that's me, it's the man in the mirror, it's me, I did that. All right? May I recommend we do something? Let's clear the deck. Let's just say, all right. In this morning's service, while I'm sitting here right now, I'm going to say, all right, get the bulldozer. Here's our mental bulldozer going across our mental landscape. And we're bulldozing the landscape. And the question before us this morning is, how do I rebuild from here? And oh, the Lord has given us a wonderful answer in what He asked Peter. Peter, do you love me more than these? How about we start right here? How about we start with self-sacrificial loving? Self-sacrificial loving is the foundation for successful living. Self-sacrifice, self-sacrificial loving, the kind where we, L-O-V-E, live for others, victory in everything, that kind of self-sacrificial, I'm pushing aside the fruits of my labor and my own importance and my own self-control, even my own health if necessary. Paul said, I'm willing to spend and be spent. We're going to push it out of the way. We're going to take the bulldozer and push it out of the way. And here's where we're going to start. Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ more than all those?
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.